Okay, let's try this once more. Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 59, which Adam and I taped on November 6, 2012, Election Day, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Katie Shea Robertson, producer Katie, and Dave Wheeler. Both of them had been on the show before, hang out all the time, great friends, great chatting, had a great time, using great a lot because the election went favorably for everything that I was pulling for, so right on there. Though you do hear throughout the episode that we're kind of tense about it, and every now and then I'll throw out the electoral college votes as they're posting. And even after we were done taping, we were sitting around anxiously watching as Politico.com kept refreshing so that we could see what Obama was at and where was Romney and what's the vote no for everything in Minnesota thing and all that good stuff that happened. And we're just tensely watching as is a fairly tight race for a while, but everything pulled through, which was nice. So yes, but before we get to that episode and all of that fun, not elections on election day stuff, a couple things you need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, archive of all of our episodes, and bonus tracks like mic checks, games we play after the show, conversations, fun stuff. Check it out. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter and on Facebook. For Twitter, it's at Buffer Podcast. For Facebook, it's facebook.com/BufferingPodcast. For both of those, get updates about what's going on the website, any new postings, clips, bonus tracks, photos, things like that. And then you get to find out as soon as the new episode's released, like this one. So check all of that out. Make sure to follow us, like us, chat with us, whatever you want. It's fun. But yes, here's coming episode 59 right now. Let's listen. Yes.
You kind of look like a palm tree.
Part that, you also do have a little Tom Cruise going on.
Put that back on. Yeah.
Not a lot. It's just that I think it was the movement.
Your hair is
Gobble
a is a majestic bird perched on the top of your head.
It's a Gobble hair.
All right. Anyway.
This would be a good time to start.
Yes.
So thank you both for being on episode 59 and joining us on election night, Katie, Dave.
Hello.
Say hello so that people can recognize your voice after eating chocolate, because you're stalling.
Hello, I eat chocolate.
There you go.
Chocolate.
The one eating chocolate is Katie. And the one making sounds
I'm the only one with estrogen in this room. Kay. I have a right.
Speak for yourself, sister.
It's a democracy
thing. Girl, you tripping.
What? Okay, I'm going to finish my last piece. Go ahead and have a conversation.
Okay. Chocolate?
It's the now three remaining pieces that I bought from the Halloween.
Did you get many trick or treaters
splurge?
In the building?
No, it's just, you see a couple bags on sale. It's like, yeah, okay.
November 1st is a great day for candy.
And a
buying.
Even better day for dentists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the month's
my
following.
Mom went to the dentist today.
Sorry.
Is Yay. That right?
Congratulations to your dentist.
Yeah, he's a soulless ginger, and he says I need my wisdom teeth out, but I'm not going to do it.
No?
She wants to stay wise.
Nope. Really, I don't need them out, because I only have them on the left side of my mouth.
Oh.
But it's going to get crowded in there.
Nope.
All your other teeth are going to be like, what the hell?
It'll be like
who invited these two?
Spoiling the party.
Who are these wisecrackers?
Well, if it's not on the right, though, then it just kind of shift.
Yeah.
You'll eat sandwiches sideways.
Shift, yeah.
I'm talking to my old dentist because this is the new young dentist. And like I said, he's a soulless ginger. So I don't trust his opinion.
He just,
and I would like to go.
He just wants your teeth.
He does.
Oh, God, he's a
He's jealous because I've never had a cavity. And I'm going to go to my grave. And on my grave, it's going to say, Katie Shea Robertson, no cavities.
Think of your mouth as a big game of musical chairs. And there are no chairs for those wisdom teeth. They got to get out of the game.
You don't know
I don't want a whole bunch of little kids running around on the inside of my mouth and pushing and shoving. That's not cool.
See, I had no say in my matter because mine came up like submarines.
Yeah, mine too. And they're like, them got to go.
Yeah, it's like, those are going now.
Like, one day they were there and the next day... Or one day they were not there, and the next day they just surfaced. Is that what you're saying with your submarine?
I think I did get an edge or two. It didn't break the surface.
Mine are breaking the surface, and it hurts like a
yeah.
Bitch.
Mine were slow and itchy. That's
yeah,
what I remember.
Yeah.
It's like oh,
because you're sitting there, you're just like rubbing your tongue awkwardly and
yeah.
Like,
what are you doing?
What like, are you doing?
I had all four of mine out at once because they were sort of growing in at funny angles. But it was a wonderful experience because for a week I ate like chocolate shakes and applesauce and other delicious soft foods like soups and stuff. And I played Halo for pretty much a whole week because it was during the summer. And yeah.
I had mine ripped out of my skull during tech week of the ice fishing ice fishing play. So I was hopped up on painkillers having to do my dumb act on stage and strip on stage and everything while on Vicodin. And you guys know how I get when I'm on anything.
And you get really hot and need to... Never mind.
No, I just kind of get loopy and shit-faced, for lack of a better term. Like
right.
Tylenol does it to me. It's like Vicodin knocked my ass out. I fell asleep and drooled on the desk because we had like a 15-minute period where there was nothing going on stage, and I was supposed to be just playing with the ball because Jamie Crash, who is in the booth, quote unquote, with me, because air parentheses are not nearly as effective over the audio.
You mean quotes?
That too. Shut up.
Finger bunnies. These are air parentheses.
That's, I'd rather not. But anyways. Shut up, Adam. Still not effective.
You got yelled at and I didn't.
Because
yeah,
Katie
pretty.
Started it.
Because I'm pretty?
Yeah.
Yay.
Anyways, long story short, I ended up falling asleep and drooling all over the stage during tech rehearsal. Patrick Woo. Gave me a high five.
All right. I mean, did it make it slipperier so that it's more convincing? It's like, hey, ice.
No, but I drooled
fishing.
Through my script.
Wow.
All, yeah. Through all the layers? All the pages?
It made it to the interlude.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I was pretty proud. That was like 17 pages.
That's a lot of saliva, huh. Man.
That's impressive.
Man. That was a lot of... a lot of Vicodin. good times.
So what have you been watching? What have you been listening to, Dave?
Oh, well, more recently, the Wreck-It Ralph soundtrack. It's a fantastic soundtrack. I highly recommend it. Surprise, surprise, of all the tracks, Skrillex is on it, which I did not remember from the movie, and it just kind of popped up.
Interesting.
I was like, well, hello. It's on one track. As far as stuff that I've been watching, as I was talking, Rankin Bass is the company that did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
And they did a Halloween movie in 1967. I believe it's called Monsters Night Out or something to that extent, and it's fantastic. Bela Lugosi does a voice for it, as well Ooh. As Phyllis Diller, I believe, also does a voice on it, and it's frigging awesome.
That's sounding more and more familiar as you describe it.
I
feel like I've seen at least a cover for it.
Yeah, I remember seeing parts of it when I was little, but like haven't, you know, until more recently seen anything about it. That, and as far as watching online, the new Ninja Turtles series on Nickelodeon, fantastic, great voice acting crew. Yeah, you got the original Raphael now voicing Donatello. You got Jason Biggs as Leonardo. You have Sean Astin, Samwise Gamgee as Raphael. And the dude who played Beast Boy is, voicing Michelangelo.
Beast Boy?
From Teen Titans. He.
Oh.
I liked that show.
Yeah.
I watched it.
I can't remember his name to save my life.
I watched it a few times.
He voices Mikey. And as a turtle freak from when I was very, very young, seeing it done in such a way that it's accurate, there's like, they're pulling in stuff from the comics and the old cartoon series and everything, even the movies. It's just nerd. It's a nerdgasm on screen. It's really, really fun to watch.
Sweet.
So I'd highly, highly recommend that. And I think it's Monsters Night Out. It's the search. If you search for Rankin Bass. Oh.
I have found it. It is the Mad Monster Party.
Oh, there we go.
1967. Boris Karloff, Phyllis Diller, Alan Swift, other people. 3 stars. So
yeah. It, from what I saw, it was pretty fucking awesome. So I started watching. It is on Netflix.
Yes.
And yeah.
That's how I found it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Katie, how about you? Sorry. I'm sorry to catch you off guard.
No.
Chocolate?
She just jumped kids at home.
Boondock Saints.
What?
Yeah.
Funyuns?
Okay. Katie, things that I've been watching and listening to.
Yes.
Okay. Well, recently I have been trying to make it through all of the episodes from season 2 on of Arrested Development again before, because I'm pretty
sure the new stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff should be here in about like a week and a half or something. It's in November.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be.
It's coming up fast.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I thought it was like late or December-ish.
So did I, but my friend Michael assures me that it's November. Huh. So,
George Michael?
No. Michael Torsh. Holla at you, boy. Okay.
George Michael Bluth?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I've been watching that on Netflix.
Wham.
Really enjoying it and being kind of obnoxious because I keep finding things that I remember that I really, really like as quotes and just plopping them on random people's walls via YouTube videos who I'm like, they'll appreciate this. Or, oh, this moment calls for this reference. Like, my friend Tessa said something. I posted a, I've been going on Etsy a lot, and they have this shirt that has like a sunrise on it, and it just says, Zambia, nobody,
blah, yeah.
So it says that, and I was like, I really want this, and Tessa said, no, and I did a frowny face, she's like, I'm just kidding, that shirt is awesome, and I just posted a clip of Lucille Bluth going, I knew it! And I'm always really happy whenever YouTube has like that exact just little snippet that I'm looking for.
Yes,
I remember them. So
okay, I'm breaking my rule, but this is relevant. Did you see the Tumblr collection of the Mitt quotes?
No, it was what's it called? Arrested Decision.
Yeah,
2012. Yes. I love that.
That was
so funny. How many times do I have to tell you there's always money in the banana stand? My favorite is the one where Mitt Romney is over the counter and he's like, there's a cash register and he's just like, just buy your brother a banana. How much could a banana possibly cost? $10?
There's actually another series where it was Jessica Walter doing Mitt quotes. So they basically flipped it over and it was just, you know, all these Mitt Romney is rich, essentially, quotes. Mm-hmm. But it's just Lucille in different poses and very appropriate ways. It's pretty good fodder either potentially for tomorrow as...
I'm going to have to look at that.
You know, making up for something or celebrating something.
Mm-hmm. Way to plant, Anne.
But what about music?
Music? I have kind of been stuck on specific songs, honestly. And, I mean, what I've been doing is I've been trying to just let things play on my iPod. And when I find something that I like, I just type in that artist on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing some of that. And also, I've been listening on Spotify to this one song by Frank Ocean just, like, incessantly. I'm not proud of myself being stuck in this rut, but
I really like it. It's a really good
song. I've also been listening to that Macklemore still and Ryan Lewis.
Oh,
yeah, that's good stuff. Other than that, still trying to watch some Firefly. Haven't necessarily.
Yeah, I think last time you were on, we were in the same boat, and I got a couple episodes in, but I'm still, like, I just kind of stopped.
Maybe we need each other again, kind of like how we need each other during Catholic wedding ceremonies.
Yeah.
I will foster your Firefly growth.
Seconded.
Though, before we do that, I did pick up the Mystery Science Theater 3000. Oh. I accused my parents.
Did you?
I did.
Oh. Can we watch it?
So we can watch that. Dave, to give you backstory, that Joel Hodgson thing that we went to.
Yes.
That was the movie that was shown after his little keynote thing.
Oh, okay.
And he advertised it as his favorite and the one that he thinks is the funniest out of his performances. So we got
a half hour in before we had to leave.
Well, no, like including... Never mind.
There was the
maybe 20. Yeah.
The truck farmer short.
Yeah, the truck farmer thing.
Yeah, that would bring us up to half an hour and some.
Yeah. I was just thinking of movie watching times. Gesundheit.
Excusez-moi.
Cheers.
Other than that, I think that's about... I know there's something I'm missing, but I'll come back to it later. So, how about you guys?
Stumble Upon led me to discovering a fantastic new obsession.
Michael Bublé?
No. It was a YouTube video of a live performance of a song called Rocket For Me by a band called Caravan Palace.
They're French.
And they're French.
They're French.
And they're described as electro swing. So
that's exactly what it is too. If you've heard it.
It's fantastic. It's high energy. It's a lot of fun. The live performance that they had included like them doing the Charleston and a bunch of other classic swing steps and stuff like that. And
the girl's wearing like an awesome little suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so for it. She is.
And a lot of the instrumentation that they can do, they do. And so like you've got clarinet solo just like bursting through this awesome backbeat. And there was at one point, it was crazy cool because there was a guy on an electric violin, but he had it set up so that when he played the strings, like when he drew the bow across the strings, it was like brass band, like the brass section of a swing band. So it was really cool. So definitely say check it out because I picked up their album and the rest of it is just fantastic.
Speaking of violins, I actually have a stumble upon as well.
Oh?
And I just pulled this up to recount this guy's name. It's Joshua Doodleston.
Yeah.
Doodleston. Basically, he has an electronic violin, and he goes out on the street corners with a little amp system, and then he has a loop, one of those pedals that you can just kind of build a bunch of tracks upon itself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So he'll layer a full song out using his electric violin.
Nice.
And so it's a mix of covers and some original things. And it's like, I think I sat down and watched like a good half hour of all of like his stuff. I just kind of kept watching. Then I wanted to watch another one and another one. And it was just kind of impressive to watch that. Or I know Kimbra does that a lot. And Reggie Watts does that a lot. And it's interesting just to watch all of those people put everything together.
Yeah, the layering is really fun to watch for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat the name for the listeners?
Joshua Doodleston, Doodleston.
Okay, Doodleston. Cool.
I typed in electronic violin Portland and found him that way.
All right,
there you go, listeners.
Oh,
kids at home.
Sorry, one YouTube video that popped up. I posted it today as well. It was the quote-unquote thank you video of the Wanderers, or no, the Proclaimers. I Would Walk 500 Miles, but it's the entire Doctor Who cast from 10's finale. So it goes through and it shows every single person who works on the Doctor Who show and they're lip-syncing to this. And David Tennant is a huge fan of the band, so like one of the clips is randomly, it's the two from the band marching with David Tennant and they're lip syncing and David Tennant's just freaking the fuck out going,
and just like pointing back and forth. And it made my day. It was part of the production diaries that he did while he was filming Doctor Who, which is on a lot of the DVDs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But cool. I haven't found it on. I have the Tenant years, and I haven't found it on there yet. So it's on there somewhere. So, but yeah, thank you, YouTube.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think I have any other musical or movie discoveries than that. Caravan Palace was really the big one this past week. So
I mean, I have a news story that's kind of relevant, and I actually wrote an article about it that I posted to the website.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's worth mentioning because CBS has signed a deal with Hulu Plus, or with Hulu for their Hulu Plus service, to put on a number of TV series that they own, but they're skipping a lot of that which is in current production. So Hulu Plus is now getting Star Trek, I Love Lucy, The Twilight Zone, Numbers, CSI Miami.
Ah.
So they're just kind of trying to cash in on their
back catalog.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So there's that, and it's. I happened upon that story because I was trying to see what else was out there, trying to bomb through Netflix, try to bomb through Hulu Plus, all that, just to see what I could find. And I had remembered that there was an American Sherlock Holmes series going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Elementary.
Elementary with Lucy Liu and the British guy.
And who Sherlock.
And so I checked iTunes, their store, to see what I could find there. It's like, yes, it's available. So it's like, oh, is it on Hulu Plus? No, nothing from CBS is on Hulu Plus. And I realized that if it's not delivered to me through some sort of, you know, electronic device, like if I can't pull it up on my iPad and bounce it through or pull it up on a media player of any sort, if I have to sit down on my computer just to watch a TV show, I'm not going to do it.
Not as interested, yeah.
Because, I mean, work areas are designed to be not comfortable so that you do work.
That's why I have a comfortable chair. Evens it out.
Yeah, I still watch movies and stuff on Netflix on my computer, but that's mostly because I'm playing Avengers Alliance at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like you sit... There's no show that you would just kind of sit down and watch that, like you'd go to the network page just to.
I use listen to a movie.
I use that all the time.
I use that a lot more than
get closer,
watching anything on the computer. Like I'll pop on something on there and, you know, just chill out. I haven't done it in a long time, but that used to be my favorite thing to do while I was studying. Actually, is I was put on something ridiculous.
I enjoy doing that for Airplane.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is good too.
It's very good.
I think I watched another. I think I tried to watch Young Frankenstein on there too.
Oh, that'd be
he weird. Was my boyfriend.
Oh, because I remember, yeah, I had actually watched it on there, and then I posted Blue Her on my Facebook wall. And I don't think no one had said anything. I was like, does no one get it?
You have to say Frau Grücker.
I was waiting for like a follow up somewhere. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, where's he going with this? But
yeah, I didn't see it. Otherwise, I probably would have said something.
Facebook is weird.
I've seen Young Frankenstein.
That's what I was like,
Dan's
what?
On my close friends list, so I see everything.
I think we watched Young Frankenstein at my 16th birthday party.
We watched the movie that I made in French class at my 16th birthday party.
They did.
Super Can I watch awkward. This movie?
It's like the most embarrassing thing ever, but yes.
So that's a yes.
Cool.
We made a sequel, too, for extra credit.
No way.
It was so bad. But it was better than all the other people in our class, and yet, I don't want to talk about that. I hate Madame Maria. I hate you if you're listening to this, Madame Maria. I hate you forever.
Damn.
Signed, Katie.
I love you, Madame Ridland. Done.
There we go.
Wow.
This strong, is actually a nice aggressive note to switch over to Movie Bluff, which indeed. I know that both of you are well seasoned beyond your years.
No, please, please teach me.
I'm kind of. I was caught off guard this time.
42.
Oh, kind of then
stuck up on me here.
Then here's my contribution as promised in the mic check. As soon as this reloads, giving you.
I've been keeping track of it.
Yeah, nothing's really changed recently. I have 123, 153. So there's that right now.
Okay.
143, 153. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Mine just updated. 143, 153.
Okay.
I'm just interested
in Obama, then Romney?
Yes.
Okay. Example. Well. Wow. I should just stop.
He's so thorough.
All right. One time. One time.
Enter.
One time.
Oh, that was good.
Pause.
I did it one
for dramatic
time.
Inflection.
Should I read example two, example three, example one? You can now hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Pause for applause.
Oh, not the slow clap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's speeding up.
I'm so fired.
Adam,
it was
as your producer,
happen.
I must tell you, horrible.
What are you?
We're
going
to have to do
job
notes after this show. I'm sorry.
We're going to have words, young man.
Could I have a word with you after
the
show?
Can we just step into my office?
Can we talk?
Can you promise not to cry?
Yeah, hi.
I promise nothing.
So
I'm going to need you to come in early tomorrow to work on your delivery.
I need you to come in on Saturday.
TPS reports.
Yes.
On your day off, we need you to come in at 7 in the morning. And
wait, do you have tomorrow off?
I do.
Sweet.
Yeah, but that means I'm going to be taking my motorcycle to the dealership to get the new tires put on.
For the trip.
For the trip.
So,
Bill Pullman. Sorry, I thought we were going with a theme.
No, I actually don't have a theme. I have something I came up with right after voting.
Okay.
Because I was trying to keep track of when I went in, when I left, and all that, because I saw the line outside and it was going to be a wait. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as I got back to my car, I'd realized I'd been away for an hour and a half at that point. And for some reason, it popped in my head, the quote, "You remember what my grandfather used to say? Get back to work!" Because I, for some reason, was thinking of Cool Runnings. somehow, some way, and I thought it would be fun to start with John Candy movie to you, Dave.
Ooh. Wow.
Let's see. Okay, we start.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
Dougie Doug.
Get on up.
Damn it.
It's bobsled time. Cool Runnings.
I'm thinking. Home Alone. Movie.
I'm going to have to back out because I don't know who this is.
John Candy?
Wait.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just to...
He was the polka guy.
Okay. Yeah, we were going to offer that.
But he was the coach on Cool Runnings and the polka guy in Home Alone.
I haven't seen Cool Runnings.
Bonus track!
I don't know.
Okay, girlfriend. We have to remedy this.
Really, snap.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it here.
Uh-oh.
Either you like it or you don't, but...
Continue.
Okay, well,
Can I... Okay, I was going to switch it for her so that she could stay
nope
on the first
you right locked now it in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So...
I was trying
do
to...
Do it.
It's okay. John, I don't blame you, Dave.
Candy. I'm trying to think of... Because I know he's done some voice acting for some things.
Ooh, yep. Just got those.
Yikes.
But which ones? Which ones has he been in?
Ooh. Oh, I know where I'd go with that. Okay, got it.
Oh, hang on. Something's coming to me. Was he? Ooh. I don't know if he was.
You can talk out loud. It's not like we're going to steal your answer.
True. I'm getting...
Emilio Estevez!
I'm getting mental images of... Of a pelican. Mm. No, I don't think that was John Candy. No, it couldn't have been John Candy. No.
I thought he was a seagull.
I'm pretty sure he was in The Mighty Ducks, though. So I'll say The Mighty Ducks and movie. Because I know you know another John Candy movie.
But I don't know if John Candy was in The Mighty Ducks. And I'm more hung up on that than anything else. Looks like I could just go with it and just do... Okay, well...
That guy. Okay.
Yeah, that guy. You know him if you saw him.
Yep.
He's chubby.
Yeah, exactly. If I would have heard the chubby, maybe I would have...
You know, I'm going to throw down and say that John Candy was not in The Mighty Ducks.
Well, Katie...
Looking.
She's out so she can look.
Because, I mean, that would be along the lines of something that he would have done, like appeared in that somehow, some way.
I thought he was dead by the time The Mighty Ducks came around.
See, I thought it was right after
Not quite. He was still alive.
It's loading. Dramatic suspense. You're the one who made me take my phone off Wi-Fi.
Put it back on Wi-Fi.
No. Now I'm obstinate.
All right.
You're an obstetrician?
Yep.
Was he?
And when did he die? I'm curious.
Look at early 90s.
Okay, no, I'm looking at The Mighty Ducks right now.
Then she can go through the full cast.
Holy crap, there are a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the thing with that one, okay. Is it's probably better to do... Okay,
no.
He's not in that.
Think so.
Batman is dead.
All right, well...
Yeah, but if you wouldn't mind simultaneously searching while we continue
to
play...
I've been trying, it's just like I was already searching when you asked me, and it just took forever.
What year did he die?
That's what I was wondering.
Sorry.
That's actually what I was going to ask for was...
Okay.
Death year. So it's still technically John Candy movie to me.
Yes.
Yep.
And I will go with. Ooh. Now I don't know.
4th of March, 1994.
94.
And Mighty Ducks came out before that.
Okay.
Okay.
So he could have been.
Yeah, he could have been.
But he wasn't.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
So. I'm going to play this out loud so I can think a little bit better about this. Because you were right, he was a bird, but I believe he was an albatross. Because that's why he couldn't land in the movie Rescuers Down Under, because the landing strip was too small. And he isn't, like, he had to flip it over. It's like, oh God, it's a jumbo jet. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. So...
Ready the needle.
Oh, my childhood memories are betraying me if you're right.
Oh, they got me. Oh, that was funny. But the thing is, the only real way out for that is Bob Newhart, and then from there it gets kind of fuzzy. So I almost want to do something else, John Candy, and I think I will say Stripes cast. Because there are a lot of good ways that this could go.
Yes, there are.
Man.
Trying to... I want to get you. Fuck. I wanted to say Harold Ramis, and then my mind went Ving Rhames, and I was like, that's not right. But you know what? You know what? Harold Ramis. Cast.
Oh, that would have been a
cast?
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold, and I will say movie.
Beverly Hills Cop 2. Movie.
Oh, what's it? It's, oh my God, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Why can't I think of it now? It's The one with that guy.
Judge Reinhold?
Well, him too. Oh, God. Fast Times at Ridgemont High cast.
Matthew McConaughey movie.
I'm going to challenge.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey in what?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's not pretty much Matthew McConaughey. It's totally not, but I will check.
No, are you thinking of Matthew McConaughey a la Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
Yep. That's totally it. I mean, I can validate that.
Damn it.
Okay. Yeah, that was... I'm not
no Matthew McConaughey in Fast Times.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him either.
Cool. Yay.
Dan gets a point.
Way to go, Dan.
And Katie was out first, which means you get to start, and it goes towards Dave.
I should have been thinking of something. Okay.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I'm going to go with...
What are you going to go with?
John Lithgow movie.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Couple ways to go with this.
Do it.
All right.
Do the good way.
There are a couple good ways. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, there are a couple.
A couple. Yep, not a few, a couple.
There are quite a few. We could run with this one. We can definitely run with this one.
I love John Lithgow.
Go? Gow? Lithgow?
I believe it's Gow. I know this was determined on...
Just to kind of get the ball rolling. Gow, wow, third drop wow. From the sun. Cast.
Thank you. I will say... French Stewart. Cast.
Yeah.
Damn it. We've been down this road before.
Well, you could. There are a couple more names.
Oh, you said cast, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, okay. Good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Yay.
I thought you were complaining about Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I was like, okay, don't worry.
I was really Inception. Hoping you were movie.
Cast.
Your nose.
Shut up, so I heard it. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Movie. I will say William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Oh, cast.
Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just watched that movie last week.
Stupid acid trip of a movie or director.
James fucking.
Did you say cast or movie?
I said cast.
Okay. Meow. All right. Well.
Oh god.
There's a really great answer that I have for this one. They're. Technically, like three real answers to this.
Oh, I've got one there. But I don't remember specifically what his name is. So, Julia Stiles movie.
Julia Stiles in that movie?
In Romeo and Juliet. Yes.
William Shakespeare.
God. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can't say Julia Stiles without cracking up anymore.
Okay.
I don't know.
She's totally not in that.
Are you sure?
Like seven.
Yeah.
No, she would have.
She's not in that.
She's not in it.
Enough. Challenging it.
She's not in it, but I think she was teenish. Lee?
She was young teens, yeah. For sure.
All right.
So.
Challenged it.
It's yeah. Not in well, that. I should. You're on the back side of it, Dan. Do you want to check?
Yeah, I can check quick enough. I am confident numbers. In believing yeah. that.
That she Julia was not
Stiles
in it.
Nay. Not in that. But just to. ST. I actually want to see right when she was born, just to see how old she was simultaneously. 81 is when she was born. Just to throw that out there. And then I was trying to remember when Romeo and Juliet came out, which was 90s.
97?
And no.
Six? Yeah, okay.
Ooh, but she was on the show Ghost Rider that was on PBS way back when.
Ah.
Two episodes.
So she was active, which means I was almost right.
Sure. She was in the acting scene.
Can we move on?
Yes. So it's
like saying Sean. It's a cast from Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Claire Danes movie.
I think it's haunted in here. Think out loud, Dave. Think out loud.
Adam's.
Perhaps if you believe in fairies.
Adam's here. We have proof. I'm saying that he's light on his feet and elegant. Thank you very much.
So,
that was a compliment.
I don't think calling him a fairy was complimentary.
Shut up, Kay. I don't take unless that as a compliment.
Unless he grew wings.
That'd be pretty bad.
I don't have wings.
Yet.
And I can talk and I'm not tiny.
So it is.
Julia Roberts wasn't tiny, eventually.
That's true.
She was.
We could green screen you.
Stop stalling,
Claire Danes. Yeah, stop stalling, Claire Danes.
Yeah, Claire Danes.
He calls you a fairy and he comes back and calls you Claire Danes. Oh,
Bam.
Burn.
Oh, shit. The burn. Ghost is getting feisty.
Oh, this game is getting serious, even though I'm not actually playing right now.
The Ghost of Julia Stiles.
Yeah. Save the Last Dance movie.
Now we're back to Julia
no,
Stiles.
No, save the Last Dance. Julia Stiles.
So I'm going to call shenanigans as well.
What is it about Julia Stiles that derails answers. This game?
She haunts this studio.
Woo! So could somebody verify, please? Julia Stiles. No, Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
Julia Stiles was totally in it. 2 points.
Okay. So save the...
Last Dance.
Save the Claire Danes.
Last Dance.
Save the Last Danes.
Actually,
Hamlet Part 2.
Julia Stiles was in it.
But Claire Danes
and
probably wasn't.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes isn't Taye Diggs or whoever was the guy in that one.
No.
I can't remember.
I don't think that was Taye Diggs. Maybe it was.
Is Taye Diggs the guy who was also in Chicago?
No. I don't see any Taye Diggs.
Yeah, Rent. Who was the I can picture him. I just can't think of his name.
Sean Patrick Thomas?
That's the one.
Is he the one with like gray hair and
Never mind.
I'm thinking of someone else. A different dancing thing.
So that means it's Claire Danes' movie to me.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, I will say... Stardust cast?
Okay.
Oh, son of a bitch, that's who Claire Danes is.
You said cast.
Yes.
Okay. Totally forgetting their names. I can picture their faces.
Julia Stiles.
But.
Haven't seen Stardust.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in forever. I saw it when it first came out. I'm trying to refresh my memory here.
It is good. Better
good
than
book.
The book. Well, no,
I
did not like the book.
I liked the book.
I thought the movie was such an improvement upon it.
I agree to disagree.
I also own it and it's over there, so that's why I have this nice connection to it.
Okay. Fuck.
Think with your brain.
And your mouth.
Good call. I just had a Homer moment. Don't mind if I do.
I'm going to say...
No beer, no TV, make Homer go something, something. Crazy. Don't mind if I do.
I'm just going to say that you can't name someone else on the cast. I know you can, but I don't know. I'm lost, so.
On the cast of Stardust?
Yep.
Stardust. I will say Robert De Niro.
Fuck.
Well, there you go.
Shakespeare.
Forgot he was in that.
Dan's completely running the show tonight.
Alrighty.
Duffman says a lot of things. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That came up recently, and I wanted to say that.
Duffman can't breathe.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love it.
So, Dan's got 2 points now. It falls to me.
Yes, and it comes my way.
I shall choose
Spuds McKenzie
wisely.
That Budweiser commercial.
Well, let's do a...
You're right.
Yes.
Let's do a presidential-type movie.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
And I'll say Air Force One.
Yes, I knew you were going to say it.
Cast.
Yeah. Gary Oldman movie.
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins cast.
I just said Batman.
No, I'm saying. Yeah, no, I'm confirming. Saying. Confirming. Because
you trailed off even in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't even. You
calm
need
down,
to,
Dave.
You got to choke up on the mic, Dave.
Okay.
There you go.
Whoa, my brain just went blank.
Gary Oldman as a Russian is awesome. Sorry. Thank you.
Bill Pullman.
I'm getting confused theme. Here. Batman Begins is part of the same deck as like Dark Knight and stuff, right? Or was that
correct?
The other okay, yeah, good. Because yeah. I was thinking back to the old Batman, and then I was like, wait.
Adam West. Wait
a minute.
Dude, Harvey Dent was Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Adam West.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
So then I'm going to say Christian Bale, and I'm also going to say cast.
Okay. Liam Neeson movie.
Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo. Though I haven't seen that one yet, so I'll just say Taken, and I'll say movie.
The Liam Neeson
movie? Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
The mic is down there.
Okay. Hey, you found it.
There you go. Don't eat it.
Not edible. Nom.
Still down there.
I know, I haven't said anything. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Cast.
Okay.
I can hear your beard.
Natalie Portman. Movie.
All right. Which one did I want to say?
That one. No, wait. That one.
Thor. Cast.
So itch it already. Thor cast. Shut up, you.
I'll say Anthony Hopkins movie.
Ooh. Nice one.
I'm having fun with that. Let's see.
Oh, I just thought of my winning answer for that one, if it was my turn, but it's not my turn.
So shut up already.
I'm thinking of where to go with this.
Let your brain be free and explore all that is Anthony Hopkins.
But there's so much
of a PG-13 setting, please.
Yeah.
What?
They thought we were explicit. Weird in my head.
I know, but I don't want to hear it.
Oh.
I'm protecting me at this point.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Setting.
Silence of the Lambs.
Film. There you go.
Movie.
That was going to be mine.
Ooh, I just got mine.
Okay, now I need to think for a second because I know other Anthony Hopkins movies.
Ooh, just got the other one.
Stop it!
Sorry.
Whenever you do that, I just want to throw things at you.
Sorry, it's just, yeah.
Yep.
Do I need to move the chocolate away from you?
No.
And she wouldn't
waste
that.
You need to move it towards me.
Now he's going to throw it at you.
I'm okay. It's chocolate. Anthony Hopkins movie. What do I want to think of?
If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No.
That is what you were doing.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
Totally was.
Maybe it was. I like it Mary was. Poppins. However, Anthony Hopkins was not in Mary Poppins no, as much he probably as I wasn't. Wish that he was.
I wish that he was.
I'll give you that one for free, yeah.
Thank you.
He was not okay. in Mary Poppins.
The remake.
I'm going to say.
Oh, be the crazy captain on the roof.
Chim, chim, chiru.
What did I just see that he was in?
Imagine him in the laughing scene.
Oh,
oh he oh, couldn't geez. Be Edwin.
Anthony Hopkins.
Edwin has sealed that part, and he will be reanimated just Damn for that it. Movie. or a remake of
can't
Alice
think
in Wonderland.
Of anything.
I want to watch Save the Last Mary Dance. Poppins. Okay.
That'll be my new Boondock Saints.
You name another Anthony Hopkins movie, Dave.
Da-da-da, da-da.
Fuck!
I'm taking you down with me.
Now I'm thinking of Save the Last Dance.
Wait, wait. Julia Stiles?
Boondock Saints. No.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins was in Julia Stiles?
Yeah. Oh, hey. PG-13, please. He's so old.
Puts the lotion on the skin.
Oh, God. What's going on?
That was perfectly timed.
Yeah, kids at home, there was a flickering of the
pilot light.
Son of a bitch. My brain.
Think of an Anthony Hopkins movie. Go.
I know, right? It's like
I know
have something right there, and I can't. It's like.
But then I was making Julia Stiles jokes, and then my brain went to shit.
Time is running out, Dave.
Oh, Beowulf.
Oh.
He voiced.
So
voice.
Yeah.
So, was he?
I would. Agree to that.
Probably.
Positive, because his model was fat, and I remember being horribly confused, because I'm like, Anthony Hopkins has never weighed that much.
Well.
I'm sure you're right.
He is. He was in Beowulf.
Okay.
Yep.
I can confirm that.
Cool.
Off the top of my head.
Way to save
I believe
your
it.
Ass.
Yep, so Kate is out.
Yep.
So it goes to me.
And it's Beowulf and your choice, Dave.
Keep it going. Keep it going full steam.
Intergalactic planet cast.
Oh, okay. Angelina Jolie.
There you go.
Movie.
Wanted, but I'll say movie. Again.
Hackers. Cast.
Ooh. That's it. That's a...
That's if you haven't seen this movie, what the hell?
Dude, you need to see it. The internet's beautiful. And trippy as balls.
Keanu Reeves. movie.
So, I'm in a bit of a pickle here because I could say no because he wasn't, but then that means it would be Hacker's cast to me, and I can't have that.
Damn it!
So... I just have to play along and be wrong,
sucked
but I'm acknowledging it off the bat to keep myself in the game later.
Mm.
Just wanted to put that out there for a second. And I will say speed cast.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, so heartbroken.
Movie.
You had an answer for that one right away.
Matthew Lillard!
Haven't seen it.
Hackers?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
I just knew that she was in it.
I don't know who Matthew Lillard is either.
He played Shaggy, and he was in 13 Ghosts.
Yes, he did play Shaggy.
Yeah.
And he was the asshole in...
Still don't know who Matthew Lizard is.
Lillard.
Lizard.
You're a dick.
Lillard.
Did you see The Descendants?
Lily Lizard?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
but now man. I'm trying to think of a Sandra Bullock movie.
Matthew Lillard. Julia Stiles.
Miss Congeniality movie.
Demolition Man cast.
here.
There's a good answer here.
I know.
Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lizard.
Wesley Snipes. Cast.
Cast of what?
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Val Kilmer movie.
No.
Best response of the night.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he wasn't in it.
But did you like my convincing delivery?
Yes, that was convincing. I was just like,
you killed it.
I Val Kilmered it.
No.
Julia Stiles.
Yeah.
So mine will be Jesse the Body Ventura. And I will also say cast.
Sylvester Stallone. Movie. I was like, cast. Nope.
Well, there are still a few left.
Yeah, but I'm not positive on any of them.
Well, since we have to switch off it, Rob Schneider's in that one.
No, Rob Schneider was Judge Dredd.
No, he also...
Was he in Demolition Man?
Yeah, he was one of the clerks or whatever. He was the 911 guy.
Oh,
like, so
okay,
if you,
yeah, it, yeah.
Press 1 if you'd like to switch over to a computer. He's like, oh, that's weird. And they did the weird high five thing.
Yeah, it's like they had the same cast and they were just like, let's make another one.
Yeah.
More money.
And for Sylvester Stallone movie, I will say the Expendables cast.
Oh boy!
You just opened it wide open.
Yes, I did.
I just watched The Expendables and a documentary on the making of The Expendables. Which, by the way, is actually really interesting because you actually see a side of Sly that's fascinating. Like, he talks about shot choice and pacing. And it's like, you're not supposed to be smart, you're Rocky! Steve Austin, movie.
Oh, I... I just need one more answer, and I can back this up, but I... Ugh. Oh. What is that called?
Is it a movie?
Yes. Okay, I will say Celebrity Deathmatch. And I... Oh. Ooh. You know, I'm going to say cast.
Of Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Ooh, this could go down a fun path. Marilyn Manson. Movie. Oh. That pierced my headphones through my hat.
Oh,
sorry.
Right up the spine.
Those felt it right here.
I'm okay.
Right here.
Oh.
In the words of Shaggy.
In my feeling bits.
Wasn't me.
Then I will say...
Wrong, no. Shaggy.
Clone High cast.
In the words of Matthew Lillard.
That's where I was going.
Scooby Snacks.
Matthew Lizard.
I was kind of bluffing before because I wasn't sure if I was thinking of the name of the character or the person who played him. So I was just like, yeah, sure, I can do this.
Steve Austin. Yeah, that's
no, great. No, not that. Oh. The guy who replaced him, Mills Lane.
Oh, Judge Mills Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah. He would just be Mills Lane.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. I wasn't sure if he was a creation of the show or himself, but I knew I had heard the voice somewhere else.
Donald Faison. Cast.
Mandy Moore. Movie.
She's kind of like Julia Stiles.
I know, that's what that's kind of like. Wait a second.
More musical.
Disney fucking bubblegum princess.
Do we need to start instigating the timer?
Yeah, save the last dance.
I'm going to say no.
I'm also going to back Dan up on that note.
Damn it! So, why didn't you say Tangled?
Oh, yeah. Because I was thinking too far back.
Or Scrubs?
Princess Diaries.
I thought we said Scrubs. No, because that was on the Donald Faison.
I thought that's where you were going. And yeah. So I was like, let's just bring it right around the corner again.
Yeah. I did not even go to that. So Dan wins.
Yay!
Dan's the winner with absolutely no competition.
Hey, we came up with some good ones.
I accuse my parents.
Yes. But before we go off and watch that instead, Dave, you were the last survivor in that game.
Yes.
Do you have something to plug that's coming up Friday or thereafter?
I do!
Go for it.
Icon, the Iowa Comic Book Convention, taking place in Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yes. It is taking place in Des Moines this Saturday at the Des Moines Convention Center, I believe. I will be representing Mindwave Comics down there, El Solo. It's my first time going down to Iowa for this show, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So if you're in the Des Moines area, stop on by. You can follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler, DaveWheeler. Or at Mindwave Comics, MindwaveComics. Or you can check out the Mindwave crew over at mindwavecomics.com. Or yeah. Check out, Adam's there. Or you can check out my personal stuff over at mindblowstudios.com. Feel free to drop me a line. I'm always open for commissions and looking for new collaborators. Outside of that, stay classy.
Woo!
Yeah. You're up.
Yeah, Katie, how about you?
Most of the things that I can think of aren't until a little later and don't necessarily have set dates yet, so I'll hold off on those and just use Adam as my little, talk monkey when puppet. I have things to say.
Yeah.
Aha.
Voice box.
All right, Tarzan.
You can follow me on Twitter at capital C. I don't know if the capitals matter.
No, not really.
Not really.
Okay. So anyway, you can follow me at Katie Shay, Katie underscore Shay. So CAITY underscore SHEA. Sometimes I say funny things, but I just set my Twitter to private because.
So there.
Yeah. So you're going to have to ask to follow me. And if I decide that I like the looks of you, I'll say yes. Other than that, watch Arrested Development. Get excited about the new season like I am. And I think that's... Oh, and I don't know. Is Zach's show for sure getting another episode or...
Mockingbird Lane?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't asked him
about
that.
If you see that Mockingbird Lane is on your TV, you should watch that.
Yes, you should.
That's indeed. All. Thanks for stopping by.
Next.
Yeah.
Adam, how about you?
Not much to plug other than, of course, Mockingbird Lane. If you've got it sitting on our DVRs, make sure to watch it and don't skip the commercials. and then you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what I've been listening to lately on Last FM. My handle there is @adman7. So, Dan, what you got?
Couple things. Went to see Cloud Atlas. Very, very long movie. So it's interesting. It's good. It literally has everything, but everything takes a long ass time. So don't go to a really late show like I did and end up leaving the movie theater after midnight on a work night that you had not intended to stay out that late for.
Yes. Oh, and watch Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
And see Wreck-It Ralph, because that was really good, too.
Yes. And watch the new Ninja Turtle series on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
All good things.
Random plug shout time.
Yeah. And then other than that, I was going to plug that the British Arrow Awards are going on at the Walker again. I think they start mid-November going all the way through December, and they do a couple shows a day. Really, really great advertisements. Really funny, really thought-provoking, all European award-winning commercials. So those are fun to watch. Go to the walkerartcenter.org. Yeah, walkerartcenter.org to check that out. And other than that, you can follow me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N, where I'm trying to do more with it and have fun, like the Muppets DVS thing. I'm going to try to find more DVS things to do live tweets on there, because that was fun. But other than that, I think that's everything for me. So thank you, Dave. Thank you for Katie for being on episode 59.
Yeah. Thank you for Katie.
Thank you for Katie. For Katie.
It sounds like a Thanksgiving special.
Thanks be to Katie.
Thank you for Katie. I'm so loved right now.
praise be to the Katie.
I am thankful for Katie because Katie is Katie.
I sacrificed this lamb to Katie.
Ungawa.
Love is what brings us together.
Shark bait. Ooh-ha.
Julia Stiles. Val Kilmer.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Julia Stiles.
You never know which one Katie's gonna eat next.
So thank you for being on the show, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Thanks again for being on, Dave and Katie.
Thanks for stopping
by. Huzzah.
148, 170.
Woo!